Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
What up, we're back. Short segment. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, old school crew here. It is. I got a text here right here. He said it's the. He's like, Jay, it's the World Series. Yeah, I know it's the World Series. I watched it last night. I watched the three games before. I watched the team get up 3-0. One game shows some life. I know how it ends. I've been in professional sports and I've watched plenty of World Series. Grew up a Twins fan. Know the Twins ins and out. Watched a lot of baseball. Grew up actually a Baltimore Orioles fan. Actually, Frederick Keys fan, to be honest with you.
Get him.
The World Series is done. Rip to quit. When it gets cold out, that's when the snot bubbles come. It is football season, my buddy. So, yeah, well, I'll watch it. You know, Freddie Freeman's doing his thing. I think the game's going to be low scoring because it's going to be – everybody's going to be tight. So then it's going to get exciting about fifth inning, and then everybody's going to press towards the end, and somebody's going to be hopefully not make a Bill Buckner mistake and live in infamy. I watched that game live. Right – hey, the hamstrings is tight. You got to get down there and get it, Austin. Bill Buckner, but he was able to came back and had a good season after that.
Well, he had the high tops on, too. Like, you can't have
tight hamstrings
and the high tops.
Zero.
He had the boots.
Zero flexibility.
Yeah.
You know, what's funny is that for you people out there said, I don't know baseball, I don't listen to baseball. My dad was good friends with Jim Rice. They used to always think they were brothers. Now, I won't say anything. They all think brothers look like. They did favor each other. So Jim Rice.
Did he get the bloodline tag?
No. My dad said it when they used to kick it with each other. They'd all, you guys brothers. No, just because you have mustaches and have like almost same skin and not, but they
had good afro.
They favored each other.
Yeah, they had good.
Yeah, they favored each other.
But, Austin, I bet you've never said that. He's never used that phrase.
What?
Correct.
They favor each other.
Correct.
That is a cultural statement. That is a cultural phrase. You know, you have met some people if they say, oh, yeah, Jay favors.
Yeah. My dad used to tell, I used to laugh all the time.
Oh.
Because in the baseball, I used to collect baseball cards. So you get a lot of Jim Rice's. And Jim Rice used to play for, obviously, I think Boston. And my dad used to tell me that story all the time. I used to laugh. I used to put it up next to him. I was like, yeah, not so much. Not so much. And, this also is kinfolk to old Cam Boyd.
Yeah.
He's an uncle of mine. Meridian, Mississippi's finest.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. Old Cam. It was the dude.
Baseball has the best nicknames in sports. You can't get it otherwise.
Yes.
Tungsten Armo Doyle.
Well, because it came from the heartland. Like you buried it. You were in a cornfield, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Right? Like these were the personalities, and you get to know more because you know baseball players more intimately than you do other sports. There's proximity and access and all those things. And baseball players are everymen, right? Especially back then. Right? Like it didn't have a size, you know.
No.
You don't have to be tall, the biggest, the strongest. You had to be a lot of things. Different levels of athletic ability, and then you came from everywhere.
Right. If Ken Herbeck played professional baseball for a long time, you do not have to work. Now this is different. Now a different time.
Billy Ray Butler.
Leave Herbie alone.
I like Ken Herbeck. Uncle Ken's cool, man. I mean, he's real tight with my dad.
Right?
He's tight with my dad. They had a fishing show because he's like a real outdoorsman. He lives up a little bit outside the city limits. I just always said, but you do at least at that point in time. They use spring.
Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah, Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. His own company has a long history of being sued for discrimination. He even called for reparations for white people and is firmly against inclusion and diversity programs. If elected, Moreno will rubber stamp Trump's radical 2025 and roll back policies that'll directly harm black families, our finances, jobs, social security, and health care. And he'll turn back the clock on our civil rights. Moreno thinks white supremacy will make America great again. Real talk, Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote to secure your rights and your future. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Training to get in shape. Mm-hmm. Like now they obviously are in great, phenomenal shape.
Who was the trainer, the fitness trainer for the Twins back in that Herbie Puckett Gaietti? it was a bunch of dudes who
Jack Morris.
Yeah, who really
called him catfish.
Right. Who really didn't do the work in the postseason, in the offseason.
Doug Nelson.
They only had to worry. All they wanted to do is make sure they didn't pull a hamstring, because they used to do their conditioning test was from home plate out to right field back at however many times, make sure that Ken Herbeck made it back and forth without dying.
They were really not the most athletically gifted
squad. Yeah, oddly enough, because Kirby Puckett was, you know, he's kind of short and had a little pot belly, whatever. My man had like a 42-inch vertical.
Yeah.
He could dunk two foot, just stand underneath the rim and dunk.
Yeah, he showed it.
Five.
I could see him playing tailback.
5'9", 5'3". You could hoop.
Yeah, you could see. Yeah, I could see that. I could see that.
So when we'd hoop, it would be me. I was literally coming off the bench. It was like Kirby, KG, Kevin Lynch used to play for Gophers and play for Timberwolves. All the like the Vikings, Kenny Wright and all this, Dante Culpepper, Kirby being there giving people work.
I could see it. I could see it.
From deep. Yeah. But by that time, he wasn't coming in there with KG. KG would just – he just coming in.
There was the video.
Did KG ever get you?
He only played like once or twice.
No, but was he running his mouth at you?
No, I wasn't going in there. He looked like the alien.
Yeah. But even if he's not playing, like if you made a play or didn't make a play, it was KG.
Oh, he probably was like, yeah.
A 7-foot Kevin.
He would just say he used to tell our football players, y'all are garbage. Randy Moss would be in there.
Now there's a video of Tony Gwynn and Kirby hooping.
Yeah.
And
Tony
both
Gwynn, San Diego State, all time leading assistant. People forget.
With the Jerry Curl.
Yeah.
But you know, remember Kevin Lynch? He played for the Hornets back. Mm. Yeah, he got that work. He got that work for me.
Nice. Let's go, Jay.
Oh yeah.
Nice.
He got the mailman.
On the wing, on the block.
Oh no, right. Hey, secondary break. I bam that bad boy.
Oh yeah. Let's go.
I gave it to him. Oh yeah.
All right.
That day is the only day I was like, I could play in the NBA. And I caught him slipping.
Was that before or after racing? Gotcha.
Oh, it was way after Racine. I was in college.
So you took the lessons and you learned.
Yeah. I think he might have been, he just had came back from the Hornets or whatever. And it was just, he was a shell of himself. Well, he got that work though.
After getting dunked into oblivion by Jay Foreman, I would think so.
Yeah, I threw him down. Yeah, he got it. He got that work. That's the only dude I ever got though. I should have just quit playing from there.
You got to tell Strick that story tomorrow.
Strick knows about it. Strick was close to getting that work. Oh yeah. I catch one off the rim off them dudes, Danny Nee and them dudes, because I was mad because I wanted to tell you because they would get an extra benefit.
Haters.
Hey man, them dudes are rolling, man. Them dudes would come bust a grape. They was rolling. You know what I'm saying, Austin?
Oh, hey. Man.
No, I'm just playing. They were good dudes.
Well done. Well done.
Hey. Too legit to quit. We'll holler at you tomorrow. We'll see if my Dodgers win. How about that?
There you go.
Yeah, come down here. As a matter of fact, I think the Dodgers are going to win 5-3.
One-on-one with Barry Thompson. One-on-one with Barry Thompson. Coming up.
Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Marino is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. His own company has a long history of being sued for discrimination. He even called for reparations for white people and is firmly against inclusion and diversity programs. If elected, Marino will rubber stamp Trump's radical 2025 and roll back policies that'll directly harm black families, our finances, jobs, social security, and health care. And he'll turn back the clock on our civil rights. Marino thinks white supremacy will make America great again. Real talk, Marino was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote to secure your rights and your future. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Marino says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Marino is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. Marino was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.